T-minus 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We've gone for main engine start. We have main engine start.
Ladies and gentlemen, rock and roll.
As I was watching some clips on YouTube of you on the first days of MTV, but you are really what embodied MTV at a time where we were all curious and all watching it.
It's great. Thank you.
But I'll tell you something. When I hear your voice, you are perpetually 20-something because you and the original VJs are so indicative of that time. And right when you were started there, I think I was in the midst of high school. And really, when you wanted to listen to music, you listened to the radio. All of a sudden, it became the cool place to go discover music was MTV.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That is what I mean, some people could say, you know, it is a double-edged sword because, you know, the naysayers of it, they said, well, it destroyed your image of the song. And, you know, I understand that, and depending on the video, it might have. But it just opened up this whole new world of creativity where directors, before we went on the air, you and I were talking about the advertising community, and here there were directors and producers, art directors, scenery people who were, a lot of them, doing commercials, television commercials. But as you well know, that's very restrictive. You have to do what the client wants you to do.
There was music programs like the Midnight Special and some of these other
Absolutely.
Things. And you would see people in concert, but you never had visuals to the story. And other people try to do stuff with Cube and pop clips and radio with pictures and stuff, but it never did anything. Those first days with Martha Quinn and Alan Hunter, Mark Goodman, J.J. Jackson at the helm, what did they tell you to do? Like, what did they say to you that first day? How were you bumping in music videos? Like, what was the structure at the time?
Well, actually, Mark and I were hired first. So we had a full, and Meg Griffin, who ended up being, she left. She didn't enjoy it. She's a real radio person. So then Martha and Alan came in. JJ came in right after us, and Martha was the last one hired, and Alan in between. So virtually Mark and I had the full month that they were experimenting before we even hit the air, and then the other ones had like either 3 or 2 weeks respectively. And so we were experimenting. The cameramen were getting their basically dress rehearsal.
Yeah.
So we had already been rehearsing before we did that first day. And in the beginning days, since it has never been done before, there was no outline to follow. So it was kind of
you created it,
you know,
kind of as you went.
Flying by the seat of your pants.
Yeah, yeah.
Because, so there was a lot of experimentation and a lot of very free-for-all. In fact, you could see some of the early days. Those first 2 years were actually the most fun, I think, for all of us because, you know, they would start us out scripted, and then there would be no script at all, and then there would be a kind of bullet points, you know, like a combination,
mm-hmm, sure.
So it would be, you know, what we had to cover, but then we would talk, you know, do our own little spiel, and all sorts of crazy things in the early days. That's when it was just so much fun. When I remember, I it sounds like a plug, but I'm not saying it so much as a plug. I'm a big reader. But we did put out a book if people want to read about our days, an oral history. It's called VJ, the story of MTV's first wave. And it's all about those days. You know, so
I have the book. It's a great read.
Yeah, I mean, if people like to read like I do, You know, they'd really, and even if they don't like to read, it's fun. It's a fun book. But that really goes in depth as to what was happening behind the scenes.
And that was Nina Blackwood, original VJ of MTV, on its 40th anniversary this weekend.